Okay, so yesterday, as you remember, we talked about the nature of the father's obligation in Milah. We talked about the possibility that either he's just a shliach for the son, or that both the son and the father have a unique role, or that the primary mitzvah is on the father, or the Maror Kosher Rus formulation, which is the father's unique obligation, but to be involved. Not necessarily to do it, but to be involved. And we talked about the nafkaminas in terms of, do you have to do it? Should you ideally do it yourself, not on a shliach? If someone steals the mitzvah from you, they chayav the asar zehuvim, the machloket over the bracha of whether you always say al hamila, or do you distinguish between lamul and al hamila, depending on whether it's father or not. But to now further analyze this unique relationship of the father, we turn to the second bracha, which is lehachnisa. So let's look at the Gemara in Shabbat, which introduces this second bracha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, three lines down, Hamal Omer Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Hamila. The person who does the Brit Milah says Al Hamilah, right? Now, that's presumably the Mohel, right? And if the father says Al Hamilah or not, again, is the Machloka we talked about. But Avihaben, the father says, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu, God commanded us, Lehachniso Bivrito Shel Avram Avinu, who commanded us to bring him into the fold, into the covenant of Abraham, right? Ha'omdim omrim, and the people standing around, for all of you who remember what it's like to be at Brit Milah, but apparently you don't go so often, you will at some point. It's a stage of life thing, right? It's like there's the stage of life where you go to a million weddings, and then you barely go to weddings. And then the stage of life where you go to, you know, you have a million brito because all your friends are having kids, and then, you know, then it's, et cetera. Yeah, exactly. So everyone standing there says, "Ki shem shenichnas lebrit, kach yikanes leTorah lechupa ulemaasim tovim." V'hamivareich, right? So he should merit to go to Torah, to chuppah, to good deeds, etc. V'hamivareich omer, and the person making the bracha says, "Asher kedish yedid mi beten, chok bibsaro sam." V'tzetzav chatam ba'ot brit kodesh, alkein b'scharzot, elchai chelkenu, siva latzil yedidut sherenu mishachat leman brito, asher sam b'vsarenu baruch at Hashem koreit habrit. You ever heard this? You've been to a brit? Yeah, okay. Good. Hamalet hagerim. If you give mila to a ger, omer, baruch at Hashem lekinu melcholam, asher k'dishan v'zav v'nivanu ala mila. V'hamivarech omer asher k'dishan v'zav v'nivanu lamulad hagerim. Ulaatif mimenu dam brit. Ledemim dam brit. She'omole dam brit lonit kaimu shamayim varech. Right, this is a very long bracha, right? That you, that we drew the blood, and if it weren't for the blood of the brit, the world would not be sustained. Shne'emar im lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. That if it weren't for the brit, so day and night, the laws of heaven and earth I would not have put. Baruch atah Hashem korei tabrit. Hamalet avadim. If you give mila to a slave, omer shek tishanu v'zav divanu ala mila. V'mivarech omer shek tishanu v'zav divanu la mulet avadim lahatif mimenu mimehem dam brit. Shilmolin dam brit chukot shamayim. V'aretz lo nitkaimu, shenemar im lo briti, yomam v'layla. Chukot shamayim v'aretz, lo samti, baruch ata Hashem, koreit habrit. Okay, so we have a bracha. In addition to the normal bracha, we have these other brachot. Lachniso, koreit habrit. The Gemara here highlights that the Av makes Lachniso. Yes? Good. What I want to try to do is figure out, okay, what is this bracha of Lachniso, and what does it tell us about Brit Mila? So, In order to figure out its nature, we need to ask a question about its timing. So, when do you say Lach Niso? So what does it sound like in Gemara? When do you say Lach Niso?
Before.
Well, it doesn't say, right? It says Hamal Omer Shirk Nishan Mitzvah Nevel Mila Avi Ben Omer Shirk Kedishan Olach Nisu Vito Shel Avram Avinu, etc. Right. So, just keep in mind. Well, first get the timing thing issue. When do you think we're saying it? So, what are the two possibilities?
Before and after, maybe during.
Before,
right, or after? Very good. So now, in order to answer this, we need to figure out, well, what is the nature of this bracha? So if I asked you, what is the nature of this bracha, what would you think? What clues do we have?
It has a lot.
Well, what possibilities are there? What types of bracha could it be? So let's, right, we'll line this up in a second, but, right, what kind of bracha is it? So what possibility do we have? Birchat HaMitzvah. What would make you think it's Birchat HaMitzvah?
It's on
Mila. What else? Well, it has a Sher Kedushanu. It has a Lamed. Right? Le HaChriso. Right?
Good.
Why might you think, what else might it be?
Shevach.
Shevach, good. Why might it be Shevach? Yeah. Right? We already said a Birkat HaMitzvah. Good. What else? Why else might you think it's Shevach, but it's praise?
Because.
How about it's not being said by the Mohel doing the Masa HaMitzvah, right? Because the Gemara here is clearly distinguishing between the Mal and the Av. So this is going to be, right, we have to divide, even if it's a mitzvah, it's normal mitzvah or a special mitzvah. Very good. Special mitzvah. Good. So, Shevach, you might say, well, we already did it. We're talking about a mitzvah. You're not really, right? It's not being said by the Moel. It's being said by the Av. Right? What else?
A new bracha.
Not very good. New bracha. Right? That just because it doesn't fit the normal structure of mitzvah doesn't mean it just defaults to something that we do know, Shevach. Right? It could be something else. What would indicate that this is new?
Lots of weird stuff.
Weird. Very good. Weird. What's weird?
What's weird about it? The stuff we said before that seems to clash and makes it
very good. It's strange, right? Like I said, right? Strange, but it's more than strange.
Why is that better than weird?
I don't know.
It's not just weird.
Yeah, whatever. I just rewrote it. Strange. What else? It's also, what is the role of the people, right? There's like weird response here, right? That there's a responsiveness. Kishem shenichnas, right? Like that we don't normally have it. I mean, we have it by some Shevach. So this could be about Shevach, right? Like we do have bracha like that, like Hagomel, where you don't just say Amen, you say. Anyways. When people, someone says Birchat HaGomel, what do you respond with? Very good. Right? Right? Exactly what you're doing, right? He says HaGomel, etc. And you say, Kishem, that, it's just like this, Kishem, right? Just like here, we say a Kishem, just like you gave him a Brit, so now you should bring him up. There we say, like, just like God saved you, so he should save you, blah, blah, blah. Right? Okay. So what we now these are going to be two overlapping questions, which is what type of bracha is and when do you say it? So when do you think it's a Birchat HaMitzvah? When should you say it?
Okay.
I'm gonna do this.
Right.
Before. Right? So this might imply mitzvah. If it's after, it is shavach or strange and as of yet undefined.
Right? So those are the two parallel questions that we need to deal with. What? Yeah, theoretically, right?
Theoretically.
If you wanted to. Okay, so let's look. Let's see what the Rishonim say. So Tosfot says, look at Tosfot. Right over here. I gave you a short at the off. Avia ben Rabbeinu Shmuel Goras. Avia ben Bereisha. V'hadar Hamal Omer. Ukvar hineg lasuk en levarach avia ben kodem hamila. So,
Rashbam said, Rabbeinu Shmuel says, it's before
even the Birchat HaMitzvah. Right? It's before, right? So,
use a third color. Right. So the Rashbam says,
before Al Hamila.
Why would you say that? Mishum de lachniso laba mashma. Because lehachniso implies future tense. How does he know that lehachniso implies future tense? Because the argamarim psachim, kadamriim perakamat psachim, bilivayer kulam lo pliki de laba mashma. That by livayer, everyone agrees it's future tense. The od, the chol amitzvot mivarech alein over la sieta.
Rashbam says before. Why? Because over la siyatan.
It's over la siyatan, which means that the Rashbam clearly holds.
It's a mitzvah.
And it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So you say it first. Yeah? Very clear. Rashbam is very clear. Verminutam hichzir haminog likad muto. Rabbeinu Tam brought the minog back to what it always was, which was not this. Igorez hamal v'had something v'hadar aviha ben kimoshe katuv b'kol asvarim. He said, first of all, don't say it before Al Hamila. Say the bracha of Al Hamila and then lachniso. And that's our gear something more as well. V'chein muchach kula sugya migdamar omnim sham omrim kishen shechniso livrit miklal shekvar echniso. He says, furthermore, listen to the logic of the Gemara. It sounds like the Moel says Al Hamila, the father says echniso, and then the people respond kishem shenichnas livrit. He was already, it sounds like they're reflecting. Right? Now, parenthetically, and this will be important, what is, I'll put this over here for now. What does Rabbeinu Tam imply by saying that?
That lachniso is somehow linked to the response. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Because that proves something about it. V'hadar, so miklal shev lachnis v'od digabe ger de besamal gars bereisha amal. Says further, Rabbi Ger, it says amal for v'hadar v'arach hashem d'shan l'amal v'gerim v'nirehu shezel keneged birchad aviyah ben. Right, lachnis by lachnis is parallel to the bracha on al, right on the gerim. V'hadam yevshal l'shanah gersa sheyesh b'oto bracha la'atif minu dambrit. So this implies, right, that the order is there. It's clear that Korea Brit is at the end. So it must be Lachniso is also. Leolam Katan. And he always says it afterwards. Vahi dipsachim hachi pirusho bilavayar kulamalo pligi dilabah mashma tvei milisha avar, right? Le always means more future, but it could also mean past. Milisha avar nami mashma ki pligi be'al biur marsavar de mashma ikara tvei bilabah marsavar labah nami misho mashma kumo mikara. V'ha da'amrina n'chol mitzvot mevarech over lasiyatan. Hani milik shemevarech atzmo osa ha-mitzvah. And he says, what about the problem of oserliya over lasiyatan? You only need a bracha over lasiyatan if the mevarech is making the bracha. Someone want to explain Rabbeinu Tam to me? Rabbeinu Tam says you make it after the bracha. So this is Rabbeinu Tam after the bracha. Explanation. Over is only if Mevarech is Oseh HaMitzvah.
It's mitzvah, but not your mitzvah.
So what is it?
Strange thing.
So, yeah, it might be strange, right? He doesn't really explain, but is it a mitzvah of sorts?
Yeah.
Clearly, right? He doesn't think it's Shevach. Right? He doesn't think it's Shevach. Because if it was Shevach, what would he just say? Why can I make the bracha afterwards? Well, Milo's a mitzvah, but this bracha isn't the Birchat mitzvah. It's a Shevach. He says it clearly is some sort of mitzvah because he feels compelled to explain why it doesn't need to be over lasiyatan, where the easiest answer of why it's not over lasiyatan is because it's not a birchat mitzvah. Mila is obviously a mitzvah. This is not a birchat mitzvah. But he doesn't. He says it's a mitzvah, but the bracha is being made from someone other than the oseh, and therefore it goes afterward. So Rabbeinu Tam is the first indication that this
doesn't,
is,
and he doesn't
right,
quite
that it's a little bit strange, but he doesn't quite explain.
What's his lumbus for that?
Isn't that what I'm asking you? Right? So what does Rabbeinu Tam mean? Anyone want to give me an explanation? What does Rabbeinu Tam mean?
So if you're going to perform a mitzvah, then a birchat mitzvah, it has a certain function that is like preparing you to do the mitzvah. However, if you're not actually performing the mitzvah, but it's still a bracha on the mitzvah, you haven't done it, so you're not planning on doing it, so making the bracha doesn't affect you to do the mitzvah in that sort of way.
But once the mitzvah is already done, now you as an outsider can make a bracha on the mitzvah. So it's sort of strange, but it's also a bracha on the mitzvah.
Okay, so what I want to say, look, is it is a bracha on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is basically the same, but like,
what?
You don't need over because whatever. You don't
exactly
need to prevent
the bracha before. We do, but the mitzvah doesn't exist.
Right? He wants to mitigate how strange it is, right? But we still don't know why it's strange. What?
Please, God.
Maybe it's like, I'm saying, I'm not sure you're aware of that answer because, like you're saying, in this case, doing this mitzvah about the mitzvah.
Oh, say that again. Say that louder.
Is he still doing the mitzvah of locking somebody's toe?
What does it mean? What does that mean?
I mean, I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay. So now we're going to, wait. So without realizing it, Yonah starts to give us language, which is, wait a second, why might it be strange? Because now if I ask you a different question, which is what mitzvah is happening, the assumption of, seems to be Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, is the mitzvah in question is mila. But
that's not the wording of the problem.
Yonah says, whoa, maybe the mitzvah is, that the mitzvah is lachniso. What would this mean?
Oh, well, I've been biting my tongue on this for a while, but it's that would mean that there's some probably more communal type of.
Why have you been biting your tongue? So, right? So, what would lachniso mean? What would this mean? And the communal thing, right? The response, right? There's a response of the community, and that's somehow linked, right? So, maybe the key here to understand is that lachniso is. Well, it's something
different.
different, and maybe it's communal. Like, very good.
It's like with Geras about how everybody is.
Very good. This is the thesis that we're going to try to analyze today. Good. So let's look through some Rishonim. So look at the Ritva. Ritva says, "Avi Aben Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Malchol Mashiach Yisrael Mizbevti Malachnis Mizbevti Malachnis Mizbevti Perish Reshbam Zal Mikam Emila Mavarek." Right. First Reshbam before to call a mitzvah kulam mivarech over aleim over lasiatan va'od. The chayim and jubil lamed laba mashma below al shava akadamin hatam levayer lekula almad laba mashma. Yes, Rashbam presents it exactly as we have it in Tosfot. Exactly, Rabbeinu Tam's al pasuk de la achar mila mevarech. Mida kaamar omdim omrim kishem shechnisu lebrit v'imikame mila kishem shatam machnisu mi boilu v'lomrin kolmet lekula mevarech alein over lasiatan lebrachad a mitzvot avol v'birchad hashevach. Kagonha. So now the Ritva tells you, how does he quote Rabbeinu Tam?
That it's
Sheva. Right? He says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam as, it's very simple. You know why you say it afterwards? Shevach. It's Shevach. That's what he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So in our Rabbeinu Tam, it's not clear. The Ritva's explanation of Rabbeinu Tam is that this bracha, it looks like a bracha to mitzvah, it is not. So birchat hashevach, inochanami, but he says it's shevach. What's his other example? Birchat erusin, that there's a machlok rishonim, right? The Rambam seems to hold that birchat kiddushin, birchat erusin is a birchat mitzvah because the Rambam thinks that kiddushin is a mitzvah. The Rosh, does he think that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin? Avi, what do you think? Does the Rosh think there's a mitzvah of kiddushin? No, he does not. Right? Why? Because he thinks that the only potential mitzvah is Puravu, and you don't even really need Kedushin technically for Puravu. I mean, it's the best way of doing it, but you don't really need it, right? Obviously, you're capable of it. Everyone does. The Rambam may not. Lechatila. But the Rosh, well, what's the Rosh's proof that the bracha on Kedushin is not a birchat mitzvah? And that it's really a birchat hashevach. It's the same. It's weird. What's the bracha of kiddushin? When was the last time you guys were at a wedding?
Oh, that's a long time.
Okay, who was at a wedding recently?
Oh,
good. Yeah, you were at Wacko's wedding. Good. Well, what's the bracha? Your brothers. Good. What's the bracha? What bracha did he say? Asher k'nishanam zavet zivanu lekadei shisha. Right. No, not at all. It was Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Ha'arayot that forbade the forbidden unions to us. V'Asar Lanu Et Ha'arusot and forbade women while they are still in Erusin. V'Hitir Lanu Et Ha'Nisuot Lanu Al Yidei Chupa V'Kidushin and permitted the Nisuot, those who are already the second marriage, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadesh Yisrael, or Mikdesh Amo Yisrael, Al Yidei Chupa VeKidushin. Right? So the Rosh says that, I mean, we use the words Asher Kedishanu, but that's a weird bracha. So the Rosh says, yes, you know why it's weird? It's not a bracha, Berachat HaMitzvah. We use it. Why do we use Asher Kedishanu? I don't know. It's related to something that's like sort of spiritually valuable. I don't know. Don't ask me. Right? But fundamentally, it is. I just read it to you. Asher k'dishanu davet zivanu al harayot v'asar lana erusot v'hitir lana nesuot lana yidei chupa v'kidushin baruch ata Hashem v'kadesh amo Yisrael yidei chupa v'kidushin. Yes, and the Rosh says, yeah, that's birchat hashevach. So guess what move the Ritva pulls here? It's afterwards, and it's weird, because it's really Shevach. Why do you say Asher K'dishanu? I don't know. But, Lachnis Rita L'Shalvam Avinu, what type of weird bracha is that? That's not a bracha, bracha mitzvah. It says Asher K'dishanu mitzvotav etzivanu.
You're reading too much into the fact.
Stop! Don't read so carefully! What are you doing? Ignore it. He says, Ad Shevach, Kigon Aha, Obyachan Erisin, Longin Marachalim Relasin, who I did, huh? I mean, Levayar, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Oh my God.
So possibility one is it's a birchat mitzvah, normal.
And that is the position of Rashbam. Possibly too, it's not a birchan mitzvah at all. And that's what you do after, and that is Ritva. Rabbeinu Tam himself.
Not necessarily.
Harei pachot barur. Harbei pachot barur. Right? Much, much, much less clear. Right? Much less clear. So now, you know, it skipped for a moment. So, but we still have the third possibility is that it is something else. Strange. Weird. Let me give you a raya, okay? Besides for the fact that it is weird, obviously. Skip for a moment to the rush. 16. Okay? I gave it to you. This is the rush in Psachim and the rush in Shabbat. Okay? The two columns. You see, the right-hand side is the rush in Shabbat. The left-hand side is the rush by us. But I gave it to you from Olamot, so it is underlined, so you can see the key lines, okay? So he quotes, look at the underline. Rav Shimon Bar Meir, who is that? Rashba, Shmuel Bar Meir, right? Who says, you do it before. Rabbeinu Tam says, after. Good, skip to the bottom where there's a bunch of underlines, and then they're very helpful. I wanted you to do it visually. That's one of the things I like about Olamot things. I could have just given you the rush in the back of the Gemara, but then you wouldn't get the little hand pointing to you and saying, look, this is important. I wanted the hand telling you, this is important. Look at this. Omer Rabbeinu Tamzal, de brachazu eina davka alamila zu shenaset achshav. He says, you know why it's weird? Because it's not on this mila. It's on all milas. Ela model mishabeach lekutchabrichu shetziva lasso. It's thanks, not quite shevach, right? He doesn't say it's just shevach. It's a brach on all milas. We're thanking God for all milas. Kishetavo liado v'tiknu lo makom ze legalot ulahodia, and we instituted it to make known dizod hamitzvah naseit l'shem hakadosh baruch hu. And we do it to declare that this mitzvah is done for God. And not like the kutim who do it for hargrizim. Right? That we're doing the mila l'shem Hashem. So, what is the Rush saying? What is it?
It's somewhere between
Shevach
and it's strange. And what is it doing? By Brit, well, strange mitzvah though.
Fine, yes.
Right? Strange mitzvah, right? This is strange mitzvah,
strange mitzvah,
right? Because he says, "Why do I do this? Because I need by Brit to declare my embrace of all Brit milas in the universe, and specifically doing them l'shem Hashem and not for hard reason."
So,
wait, but now there's something that's going to push me over the edge though between shevach and saying it's a strange bracha, and that is he quotes another part of it. And that is, if it was just Shevach, then does the Ritva have any problem saying it after the mitzvah?
No.
No. But if someone thought that this was not quite a mitzvah, not quite Shevach, it was a strange mitzvah, so what might they do? If you wanted to indicate that this was strange mitzvah, what would you do? What would you do, Avi? What would you do, Mo, Nadav? What would you do? This is a strange mitzvah. So if it's a pure mitzvah, you do it earlier. If it's Shavach, it could be after. What if it's a strange mitzvah? Do it in a strange way. What would it might strange look like? What? Before and after. Good. How could you do before and after?
Eitan.
No. So you could do that. Watch what he quotes. He quotes. No, look what he says. V'od shamati. Ksha'avi ha'am mivarech miyad achar birchad amol mikri shaper over le'asiyato v'gam lahabak v'vishadayin lo para.
He says it twice?
Nope. Because Mila has two parts. What are the two parts of Mila? Mila, which is the cutting of the foreskin, and Priya. What's Priya? Which is pulling back the membrane that's underneath the foreskin. And the halacha is you need Mila and Priya. And if you don't do Priya, the Mila is not done. So the Rosh says, it is and isn't over Lasiato at the same time. you say Alha Milah before you start. And then after the Milah, but before you pull back the membrane, before you do Priya, so it's sort of over Lasiatan and sort of not over Lasiatan, you say Lachniso.
Alright, yeah, so really
strange. Strange, which is after Milah, before Priya. This is the rush, according to Rabbi Yehudah. Yes? Or if you look at ours on the left hand side, this is the Russian Psachim. Look at his language there. If you want to be convinced that it's strange, look at it, his version here. Uma shemevarchen lachniso mishum de. So what does it say? Uma shemevarchen lachniso mishum de bracha zu lo nitkena ligamrei al mitzvah zu. The bracha isn't made entirely on this mitzvah. Not it isn't, and not it is. It isn't totally. It is and it isn't. It sort of is, sort of isn't. Teda, what's the proof? The mevarchna to lachra mila, ela nitkina lahotu lo halel, l'shaveach l'kut shabrichu, shetziva lazer mitzvazu, b'chol pam shetziva liyadeinu, that we pray in God, that we get the opportunity to do this mitzvah every time it comes to our hands. Right, because this is the most exciting in the world. It's like when I got married, and I went to buy a suit, which is very hard for me because you know I know this is shocking to you, but I'm not an average height, so like getting the suit can be you know challenging. I know this is very challenging. So I went to I don't think it exists anymore. I think now it's Alav HaShalom, but Sims. It was like a less expensive suit store which had like high quality stuff. I don't remember why. Whatever, all the way downtown. Like as soon as you got out of Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. The guy that size like Sims in YU is named for, like that guy. But I get to, you know, bring my suit in, and the guy says, not Jewish guy, I don't think, I hope to see you back in 12 months for the bris. Right? Like, right? We talk about the bris all the time, right? We thank God that the course that you're doing. No, it's a mitzvah. It's this future, right? So he's saying, I do a bris, and the first thing you say is,
thank God that I had the opportunity.
And I'm looking forward to the next one, right? That's what he says. Lachniz a bris. Baruch Hashem, I get the bris open into the bris. Wow, wonderful. Okay.
What?
So is that considered an inspiration?
Oh, okay. So what is this strange thing? What is this thing you are talking about, right? If it's not a normal mitzvah, and it's not just Shevach, but it's like Shevach that I get to do the mitzvah in the future, and like I do it in the middle of the milah, I do it after the Maisa mitzvah is done, but before the other part of the Maisa mitzvah is done. What could that be? So what would this strange thing? So the Rav came up with the following part. And the Rav said, there's a bracha on a Maisa mitzvah, and there's the bracha on the chalos mitzvah, right? On the status created from the mitzvah. He says, Al Hamilah is on the Maisa mitzvah. But what is the effect of giving someone a brit? What happens when you give a boy a brit? He joins the brit of Avram Avinu. Right, he achieves a status, and that status is there a maisa to that status? No. So can you make a normal birchat hamitzvah on it? No. But is it mere shevach? No, because you're obligated to bring the person into the covenant, and therefore it's a bracha on the obligation to bring about a status,
okay.
Right? So look at it inside in 17. This is from Red Hirushim. Well, this is Reichman's Sefer, right? Summarizing the Rav. So he quotes, Ayin Tosvot v'psachim l'nivarchim l'achniso kodem v'rachakach. Right? So he quotes all of Tosvot. And if you just look at the end of the first paragraph, I really could have just given you the last five words of the first paragraph, which are, V'divrei Rabbeinu Tam l'cha'ora mechusarim be'ur. Rabbeinu Tam's words at first glance have no explanation. V'chusarim be'ur. I don't know what is going on. He says, here's his chiddush. Minir ed de rabbeinu tam sover. So Minu Tam holds the birchat lachniso ubirchat erusin. Remember, what was the other example of a weird bracha? Kiddushin, where we say Asher kiddushan mitavet zivanu, but then we say Asher lano et haraya, v'hit v'adar lano et harusa, v'hit lano et nesu lano et chupa v'kiddushin, mikadesh amo Yisrael achet chupa v'kiddushin. What type of mitzvah is that? You have forbidden the forbidden unions and permitted the permitted unions, and thereby you have sanctified the Jewish people through the institution of marriage. It's like, what is that type of bracha? What is lachniso bevrito sh'avram avinu? Says, you know what it is? Mahavin geder bifnei atzvo shebirchat ha-mitzvah. They are a new type of birchat ha-mitzvah dahainu. Shechala ha-bracha ala chalois. The bracha isn't on the action. It's on
the mitzvah.
The chalois ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah status result. Right? The status achieved.
That's
right, by the mitzvah.
So he says, "Af Adam," and he says, "Lachin Dafka." Just shows that Ma'aseh Mitzvah Mevarech LaAdam Acher. So he says, "A normal Birchat Mitzvah, who has to make the bracha? The person doing the act." Masha Ein Kein BeBirchat HaMitzvah DeChala Al Chalais. The bracha, but if the bracha is on the status that's achieved, Af Adam Acher Yachol Levarech. Someone else could make the bracha. And he said, that's why you need two brachot. Because normally, why would you need two brachot a mitzvah? That makes no sense. When would you ever need two brachot a mitzvah? Can you name me another mitzvah? You have two brachot a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Good, thank you. And guess what the Rav is going to say in those cases? The same thing he's going to say here. So, for example, it says the same thing by tefillin. Yeah. That the first bracha on tefillin is lahaniach, and the second one is al mitzvot. Because he says the first bracha is on the maisa mitzvah of putting on tefillin, and the second one is on the chalos of being a person who wears tefillin. We can prove, but let's focus on Mila for the moment. He says, debirchot al mitzvah ubirchot lachnisa chalukot me'adade. These two brachot of al mila and lachnisa are different. The bracha of Mila that the Moel says before he performs the Mila. Chala al Maisa Mila. It's on the act of the Mila. Biram bin Osaf Limasa Mila. But in addition to the mitzvah of Al Mila, Chal nami chalos mikach ma'isa amila. A status took effect because of the mila. Dichal ala nimol chalos shem briz. I understand that I'm going from Sephardi Ashkenazi, but chalos just doesn't work in non-Ashkenazis. It's a yeshivish word. That's why I'm doing it. Even when I was in yeshiva, the Israelis, who always said tough, when it says chalois, they said chalois, with the yeshivish accent. Okay? That's just what it is. It's a chalois. The chalois shame ben brit no gea lehechsher hagavra lavodah da karbanot lachilat hakadashim. It applies to the status of the person that now he can be part of karbanot. He can eat kadashim. Val chalois hashem ben brit chala bracha shnia shalach niso berbito shalavra mavinu k'damash mezuch bracha asher kedishanu. That is not a bracha mitzvah. It's asher kedishanu. Lachnis v'ito shavram v'inu shabracha chal chalos Hashem shall bring brit. Umei high time was fear later in the time. The lobin and dafka shows that masa mevarech a mitzvah yevarech, and that's why he's not. It doesn't have to be the person who does the mitzvah. Elaf acher reshay levarech. Someone else can make that bracha. Da chalos shall shem ben brit shayechet lekol Yisrael. Because the status, and this is Mordechai's point, if it's the status of being entered into the covenant, who is part of the covenant? What is it? Who is in this covenant? All Jews. No, all Jews. Valkein Rashai Adam Acher Levarach Brachazu Me'achar Shinyan Zed Dechalos Shem Ben Brit Nogeafi Love. All Jews are in the Brit of Brit Avram. This is clear in Sugar and Nedarim.
No, when do they see the bracha of the girls?
You don't say the bracha, but you said who's in the Brit. The answer is everybody. Umishum hachi sober Rabbeinu Tam nevarchem birchat lachniso lachar amilot. Mecheven shabracha chal chalos Hashem deben Brit mevarchem lachar shechala chalot. Right, and then he says the same thing is true of kiddushin. Near the ap birchat erosin ina birchat shevach lachar amilot. Mecheven shabracha chal chalos Hashem deben shevach odod alma ela birchat amitzvah chal chalos Hashem deishet ish shecham gach ma'aseh kiddushin. The same thing true of marriage. You're thanking God for the status of being married. Now, right? So this answers that Lach Niso isn't a bracha mitzvah. It's a bracha about bringing a person into a status. Now, according to the Rav, he says, well, if it's about bringing a person into a status, being part of the covenant, and that explains for the Rav why what? It could be made by someone else, not the person doing the Maisa mitzvah. Right? Because everybody is shayach to this. Now, if the Rav is correct, then not only is it a bracha on the status, but it's on a status that's equally applicable to everybody in Klal Yisrael, then what would support the Rav's thesis? The fact that part of this bracha, what does Rabbi Natam say over there up in the corner? Is it the response that everybody's saying, Kishem Shinechlas?
It shows that they're all
the bris getting us the chuppah, the Torah, masim tovim. The people are supposed to respond.
What's concerned that the fact that the father was chosen is just like some sort of formality, but not necessary to the process.
Correct, right? So if you look at 15, go back one source. Va'om dim sham omrim kishem shenichmas the bris getting kanez the Torah the chuppah the masim tovim. He says very simple. What is this thing? Va'asifa hizu shenitkabtsu. This group that gathered for the Brit, l'kach nikret achnasato l'Brit, that's what makes it an entering into the Brit. Is that the members of the covenant are there welcoming the baby into the covenant. That's why they respond. K'mo shem forish b'kol bar alechodo. Shemishara sivir levarech. Right, and he said, really, you could make this bracha even before the Brit. When? As soon as everybody gathers. Right, according to him, the whole process. Right, so he says the response is part of it, right? Because really the bracha, he says, is not even on the mila itself. It's on bringing him into the brit, which you could have done it as soon as you have the party. Right? So is it a shevach for him, or is it a statement of the fact you're bringing into the brit? Right? For him, but the point is that whether it's a shevach, I mean, being brought into the brit, or a statement that he is in the brit, and that's part of the mitzvah, that's why the people are involved. And according in the radical formulation of the Machzor Vitri, the bracha is on the gathering. Right? Ostensibly, you could do it earlier. Right? Now, what would you say? Now, if you wanted to be very fancy, I didn't give you a source of this inside. But if you wanted to be very fancy, just one second, you went back to the Rush, you would say, maybe that's why you make it between Mila and Priya. Because the Maisa, right, after you did the Mila, he has had a Mila. But you haven't finished the process yet, right? But maybe the Priya is the finishing, right? The Maisa Mila is the first part, and the Priya, the finishing off, is creating the status of Nimo. And therefore Ben Brit. Correct. Meaning that the act of cutting the foreskin is the Maisa Hamila, but finishing the process in the Priya is the act of making the person, the baby, a Ben Brit. And since the bracha is on the status of being a Ben Brit.
So if you don't do it,
what? So maybe, right? If you think it's a bracha on that, then yeah.
You would say the bracha on the action again?
Presumably. If you thought it was a bracha mitzvah, yes. If you thought it was a bracha shevach, or it's on the status, then maybe not. Right. Now, look at the Meiri. Meiri says, V'nashuv l'dvarenu, v'hu she'agonim otziu michal zeh, gam gen lachnis v'ritu shel Avram avinu, shalul avarech ad sheyimol.
Right? The Gaonim said do it afterwards. Midat kalka amila shavu jinkosh in the mall atzmo kushkanu kamoni levarach mamash biyar acher at shegeidav meilis mochi says it's a technicality. He says, look, the bir, we don't want you to make a bracha in case you mess up. If you're worried about messing up, so why don't you say lamu? Well, why do you, are you ever allowed to say a birchan mitzvah? The answer is, look, ein malasat, you have to say birchan mitzvah at some point. But a birchan mitzvah said by somebody else, so you do it afterwards once you're sure that it's done. What does that imply? He thinks fundamentally it's mitzvah with a technicality, right? So if I just put this right here, Meiri, it's bracha with technicality, right? But now he says, but what if the father is the moel? Right? So he says, you should still do it right away, and maybe you should do it, right? The minog is to do it. The father says lachniso, but by priya, right? Before priya. But what is the whole thrust of the miri? He sounds like even this mila versus priya is a technicality, right? It's that you need to do it as close as possible to the brit, right? And what about the father's role? Does he think the father has any special role in bringing him to the brit? Nah, the minhag is to let the father do it, right? But what I want to do is the possibility is that, wait a second, once we say that it's a unique bracha, it's a bracha about bringing the person into the brit, right? So just like we saw that by brit mila, the father might have a special role. Maybe the father has a special role in bringing the son into the brit. Now, before I prove it to you, give me a svara. Why would you say, how would you know? Give me proof that the father has a special role. If the mitzvah, if this bracha is a bracha on the chalos, being brought into the brit of Avraham Avinu, why would you think that the father has a special role in bringing the father into the brit? What? Sure, Avraham did it, but what else? Yeah, because it doesn't end here. It doesn't end here. Right? What other things does the father have to do? We saw it yesterday in the Baran Kedushin. Teach him Torah, how to living, find him a wife. Good. Those sound familiar in this context? Yeah, why? Kishem shenichnas lebrit. Kein tikanes lechupa letorah lemasim tovim. What is the response? When he says Lach Nisa of a Brit, what do they say? Do they say, Amen, he's part of the Brit? What do they say?
No,
they have those old spiel about the other mitzvot that you should be Zocha to bring him into. What does that point to? Lach Nisa, what does it mean to bring someone to the Brit? Is it just the act of the Brit, or is that the beginning? Which would make this a little bit different than the Rav. Not a bracha on the chalos of being in the Brit, but yes, the extended process of bringing him into the brit, which includes mila, it includes maybe pidyon and haben, Talmud Torah, marrying him off, etc., etc. And in that sense, does the father have a unique obligation in all those? 100%. Good. Well, look at the following. Look at 19. The Rambam says, Hamal mivare kodem shimo shekisam zavdiyon amila. Imal ben chavir v'imal ben amivarech v'tzivan olam alarabet. Yes, the Rambam paskins al if you say the brit if you're giving it for somebody else, lomul if it's your son. Yes, we talked about that yesterday. Good. Ve'aviha ben and the father says mivarach bracha acheret baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam asher kedishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu lachniso bevrito shel Avraham Avinu mitzvah ala av lamul et bino yoter al mitzvah shemitzuvin yisrael shimalu kol arel shebeinahen, because the father has a greater mitzvah to give his son a brit than anybody else.
V'fichach and ein sham aviv, ein mivorchen achracha bracha zu. So if the father isn't present, you don't say the bracha at all. And some people say that other people make the bracha, the beitin. Ve'ein ro'oi lasokein, it's wrong. And the Ravid paskins, Kotova Ravid, Mistavrak mandar beitin om yochach ba mevarchev, Nagu etzlinu shasandik mevarech. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Let someone else make the bracha. The Sandek make the bracha. But what's, now let's understand their machloket. What's their machloket? If the bracha is about bringing the person into the brit, so what does the Ravid say? The focus is all of us, right? We all bring him into the brit, right? But the Rambam says, no, the bracha is on the special obligation of the father to bring him into the brit and everything that entails. And therefore, if there's no father, you're missing a dimension fundamentally. You just don't make the bracha. Right? There's something that is irreplaceable because the father fundamentally, remember I told you we would get back to this, is the father's chiyuv fundamentally different? According to the Rambam, yes, so different, in fact, that if he's not there, the second bracha that adds this dimension of the chalos, of bringing him into brit, if the father isn't there, this child is just lacking that. Right? He's just lacking it. Look at the Haggad Maimoni. So he first quotes, Rabbeinu Tam says do it after, Rashi says do it before. Then he quotes the Reim. Kadav Shneur lo divei Rashi v'inu simcha. Kadav Gramino Mechaber, Rabbeinu Tam Kadav Menagim, second line. Because of sheish levarcha ba'odor shasuk b'mila. You still have to say the bracha lachnisa while you're involved in the mila. V'chashiv shapir over lasiyatam k'vish b'echot lulav. V'rav yah katav. Some say do it after the priya. Avol Reim, and this is the unique sheet I wanted to show you. Katav de misirato libal habrit heve hachnasato. Giving the baby to the Baal Brit, that is the hachnasa. It's not on the mila. It's on the process. Right in simcha, maybe raya. And what's the proof that even giving the baby the Baal Brit is part of the mitzvah? The fact that there's a special response to Amar Ha'am, Misham Omer, Kishem Shenichnas, Vlongar Shech Nisuhu Lebrit, Shetach Nisuhu, right? Okay. I gave you the priya thing. Now, according to this, we've seen that the father has a special chiyuv. But I still said, okay, but is his special chiyuv on the brit, or is it part of the whole life? So, the... So, look at the next page. The first Lavush quotes all the classic Perushim. Okay? But look at the top of the last page. Two lines in the front, right? After quoting all the normal Shittot. By the way, this also makes sense that why... What do the Rishonim say? The Rishonim say that you have to make the Bracha Lachmisa to make it clear that you're doing this for God and not for Hargrizim. Why specifically in Mila is it important to have a Bracha that highlights that I'm not just doing the Maitza Mitzvah, I'm doing it for the right reasons? Because it's about putting the person in the Brit. Right? So if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not just you did the mitzvah shalol lishma. You didn't do the mitzvah. Right? You didn't. If you're doing it for the right reason, you're not bringing him in the brit. And now, look at two lines down in the Lavush. After quoting all this classic shita, this is what he says. V'yesh mefarshim ha-bracha delachniso she'ena klal al ha-mila. The bracha isn't on the mila. Rak ha'av mishabech mevarech l'shem yitbarach. Right? what does the father do? He thanks God, Shemehayom Vahala, that from this day on, Mutal Alav Lasot Biven Azeh Od Mitzvot Acherot. He's declaring his thanks to God that now, once he's given the brit, he has a commitment to do other mitzvot. Hanigrarot achar hamila, that are dragged after the mila. Veheim shem mitzuve liftoto im ubachor, meaning to redeem him, he is a bachor. Ululamdo Torah, to teach him Torah, lasio isha, and to marry him. Ulekach ein chiluk benim acher moelohu. And therefore, it doesn't matter. He says, you know why it doesn't matter? As long as the father's there, who cares who does the mila? But the father's presence is important. Why? Because it's not about the maisa mitzvah. It's about the father's obligations. The zen yerli ikar dilafizat the shapir tvei mashakal onin achar brachazu kishem shech nisa lebrit kain technisa letorah lechupa vaisim tovim. Right, exactly what we said before. That's why the tshiva responds talking about Torah and chupa and maisim tovim. What is this? That's what this bracha is about, explicitly. This is a mitzvah on all the obligations a father has on his son. Why in this order? Because of the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Because you first are supposed to teach him Torah and only then get him married. And then Maisim Tovim. Why? Aval Gav Shechayv Mitzvot Shu Yud Gimel. Even though Mitzvot come at Yud Gimel and he's not getting married Yud Gimel, Mikom Bakom. This is very clever. He says, according to the Mishnah, what's the ideal age for marriage? 18. At what point do you become fully Chayv and Mitzvot in Halacha?
13.
Fully Chayv. 20. Because you're not Nenash, according to most Mepharshim, according to Yerushalmi, you're not Nenash B'nei Shamayim until 20, so which comes first? Your full chiyuv and mitzvah or your marriage?
Marriage.
So he says, Mikol makom ein ben onshem beit din shel mala to esrim. Farhev b'shmona asur l'chupa, nireli, pen yireli. Right?
Okay.
Right, so I hear I gave you... Right, and now a similar thing that I didn't give you is... that the Ravya says, there's a machlok rishonim whether you say Shechayanu at all in Mila or you don't because the baby's in pain. Okay? I'm not getting to that sugya. The Rambam Paskins, you do say Shechayanu because it's a mitzvah. But the Ravya says, only the father says Shechayanu. Anybody else wouldn't say Shechayanu.
Because the father is getting to do this mitzvah for the son, but everybody else is like...
Exactly, because only the father... Exactly, because only for the father is there this special... Right, special chalos. Right, correct. Even if it's the moel, the point is that this father, right, this. Now, I will just tell you that if you are. Right, I'll just tell you that if you are interested in this, you know, this concept and the uniqueness of this bracha. So there's an excellent article I will send you by Rabbi Itamar Rosenzweig, who goes through. This is an article on the issue of Lachniso, and he goes through. I'll just run through quickly with you, but he goes through the question of the uniqueness that you learn from the fact that the people there, right, the brach on the Asifat Ha'am. Which might be distinct from bringing him to Brit or might be part of it. He notes, right, the Shita who hold that the bracha is a Birchat HaShevach, and it's not just the Shita that I gave you, right? The Ran says this. There are other mid formulations, right? Like in Sefer HaYashar, it sounds like it's a bracha on the Edut about the Mila, testimony about the Mila. He goes through the shito that it's a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah. He brings many proofs for that. But then he really develops this idea that it's a mitzvah mila, kichnisa la'olam ha-mitzvot. That this is a bracha about bringing the person to mitzvot, and his proofs, I'll just read you even just the Rashi Prakim here, right? One is the Nusach HaBracha, as we just saw very clearly in the Levush, right? That he says, lachniso, the fact that we do that and we respond with Torah and Chuban Maisim Tovim is pointing to the fact that it's Exactly. This gives you another explanation for why you make the bracha after the mitzvah, right? Why? Because it is, so to speak, over lasiatan on the mitzvot in the future. It's not on the brit. It's on the over lasiatan of all the mitzvot in this kid's life, right? Forever, right? It very clearly explains the chiyuv.
That really does make it strange.
Yeah. And like I said, it very much explains the kishem shenichlas lebrit kein yichanes latorah, right? The fact that that's part of this. There is an interesting chiddush very quickly in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Which is, does a grandfather make lachniso? So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes the following chiddush, and he says, so he says that who makes the bracha lachniso if there's no father? So he says if there's a grandfather, he does. But what's his proof? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that a grandfather has a special chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah. So what do you see from Rabbi Akiva Eiger?
That there's still the extended connection between
grandfather. Exactly, and the fact. But what you see from him is that according to him, this bracha is right. Exactly. He also brings up the discussion in Sheikh Yanu, right, which we just mentioned. Right, and then at the last four or five pages of it, he goes through the possibility that once we establish that it's a unique bracha by bringing him to the brit, then you can explain why it might be a brit lachniso kibirkat ha'av, right? That not only is it a unique bracha bringing him into the covenant, but that idea of bringing him to the covenant is uniquely the status of the av. So if you want many of these issues developed much more rigorously than we could in an hour, right, you can read his article, but this is the Rashi Prakim of, right? So again, is it a regular mitzvah, is it shevach, or is it pointing to something about a status? And then if it is about a status, is that bracha on the community as a whole, right, to bring him into the brit, or does the father have unique mitzvah, or maybe the grandfather have unique mitzvah to bring to bring him into the brit, right? That is going to be the final thing, but that comes back to what we said yesterday, right? This idea that the reason only an av can make lamul is because now we've added a dimension to it, which is the bracha of milah and everything surrounding it really is uniquely the purview of the av and nobody else's.
That's some weird thing.